Hi all, and welcome to the All Things Woo podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Ray. This is a place for spiritual beings as well as those that are spiritually curious to come together and share their experiences, talents, and beliefs. If you've ever been drawn to ghosts, aliens, crystals, mediums, psychics, or maybe you're just somebody that's outgrown the dogma of religion, then this is the place for you. I like to think of it as a place for all things woo. I myself am a lifelong spiritualist, a spiritual health and wellness life coach. I've been reading tarot for the past 14 years, and I also facilitate one-on-one breathwork sessions. I'm here to share my own experiences and bring my own take on spirituality, but I'll also be inviting other coaches, spiritualists, and experts on here to share info with you guys. And if you have a story that you want to share, then I want to give you the platform. So please reach out to me, and I would love to see if you can be on the show. Let's get started. Hi everyone. So before we jump into today's episode, I have some very exciting announcements for you. One of the projects that I have been working on the side between coaching and doing the podcast is called the Worldwide Collective. It has really taken a lot of my attention lately, and I am so excited to share it with you guys. The Worldwide Collective is a collaboration of me and some of my closest friends and colleagues. And we came together and we decided that as entrepreneurs, we were all missing a community. We were missing a place to connect, to bounce ideas off of each other, to get feedback, to have somebody practice our sales pitches with, to find a great place to collaborate with others. So we created the Worldwide Collective. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. I will drop those down in the show notes. Essentially, what we are is we are a group for entrepreneurs and creatives, artists, anybody with a passion and a dream. We have an online community where everyone can come and discuss. You can bring your ideas. You can come to our monthly networking events and put into the room, this is what I am looking for. This is the feedback I need. This is what I am working on right now. If anybody has any input, in the couple of months that we have been up and running, we have just seen such amazing collaborations take place. We've had people build programs together. We've had people do Instagram lives and chat rooms. We've hosted networking events for various things, such as how to monetize your YouTube channel. We've had a guest speaker about plant medicine. We really have a little bit of everything. We also have an open forum where you guys can type in what you're seeking. If you're looking for a certain kind of workshop, if you're looking for a podcast to be on, if you're looking for somebody to come on your show, if you're looking for anybody that might have a connection in your area, it's really meant to be a service to give back to the community and help people in their entrepreneurial journey. We have authors, we have musicians, we have online coaches, we have a little bit of everything. So I'm very excited to extend the invitation to you guys to come and find us on Facebook or on Instagram. There are free options on there for you to get to know everybody. There are membership options on there. If you guys are looking for more involvement and more business generating leads, let us know. We are here for you. So I hope to see you guys there either on the Facebook page or on our Instagram page. And I look forward to getting to know you guys better. The second event that I am so excited to share with you guys is called Underdog VIP. This showcase has been put together by the CEO of the Worldwide Collective and one of my very best friends. Her name is Catherine May. You guys can find all of this information down in the show notes. And essentially what Underdog VIP is it is a showcase to bring in the underdog in the creative industries. They are searching for the best of the best. We are searching for artists, creative designers, performers, culinary creators, pastry makers, anybody that may not have had the resources or opportunity to be seen or heard in their industry. It can also be for pop-up vendors, a student that's in school working on their craft, a small business owner, a small creative business, a performer, a designer, but it is somebody that is absolutely driven to the fullest to get the publicity and exposure they need to make their dreams happen. This event is the best place to not only gain extreme exposure, PR, marketing, but it's also a very good chance for everybody to come and meet a supportive community and access incredible networks. We are going to be in Chula Vista on Saturday, June 4th from 6 to 10 p.m. There is going to be an application link down in the show notes. Anybody can apply. You can do the short submission video explaining who you are, what you do, what your craft is, why you deserve to go to Underdog VIP. The entire Worldwide Collective is going to be making their way out to Chula Vista to be at this amazing event. There's going to be a fashion show, a DJ. There is going to be cameras, there's going to be music, there's going to be photo ops. And above all, it is a great networking opportunity. Underdog VIP is only accepting the best of the best, so you do have to fill out the application to be accepted. But if you are in the California area, you can purchase a ticket just to attend. You can bring your business cards, you can network, you can come by and see us at our amazing Worldwide Collective booth. And if you can't get into the event for June 4th, there is also a confirmed event in Mexico that will be happening October 22nd. And if you don't think that you can make it all the way to Mexico, no worries. There is going to be a Winter Oasis event December 3rd in San Francisco. So mark your calendars, start getting your social media ready, get your business cards and your business pitch ready, and come promote yourself to make your dream happen. We are looking forward to meeting everybody. We are so excited to be seeing you, and we are so excited to have everyone. So please, please check it out. If you want to support, you can look at the Worldwide Collective page. You can look at the Underdog VIP website. You guys will be seeing it plastered all over our social media while we go to this amazing and decadent event. I hope that you guys take the time to apply, and I hope to see you there. For today's episode, you guys, I am very, very excited to introduce my friend Leticia. She is going to be coming on more often. We are going to just be discussing all things spirituality, all things woo, what we have experienced in the spiritual community, what she has experienced in her own spiritual journey. You guys can find her on Instagram at officialvixenxoxo as her personal Instagram. If you are looking for her business Instagram, you can find her at officialvixenafterdark. I will put all of her information down in the show notes. And Leticia is also a psychic medium. She does intuitive development work. She is a Reiki healer. She has a YouTube channel. She is an intuitive tarot reader. She really is somebody that has her fingers in a little bit of everything. She has a graphic design business on the side if you guys are interested in looking at that. She is currently building her Etsy shop, which you will hear her talk a little bit about. She is also a self-published author. You guys can find her book on Amazon. I will put all of this information so you guys can connect with her, check her out. Our conversation is very free-flowing. It is two friends just getting together to get information out there. This is a very introductory episode, and we are planning on having future events where you guys can submit your questions to hear us talk about them, to see what our personal views are, to see what our experiences are. It's very fun. You guys are going to love her. She has such high and upbeat energy. She is somebody that you can really just rely on for anything. And I hope that you guys truly enjoy this episode. It was so fun to create it. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of All Things Woo. I am your host, Taylor Ray. And today I have one of my newest Instagram friends, Leticia, here with me. And we met through the Worldwide Collective networking events. So if you guys haven't been to one yet, if you haven't got to come and hang out with us, you should come and hang out with us because it is super fun. It's where Leticia and I connected, and we've really just been going ever since about collaborating, about hanging out. We send voice notes all day. We have so many things to talk about with you guys. So I'm super excited to have her here. And I will let her introduce herself however you would like.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your official Vixen After Dark, aka Leticia Yolfo. Thank you so much for having me, by the way, and thinking of me. That was really dope of you to invite me on the show. Everyone knows me as an intuitive tarot reader. I'm also a psychic medium. I did dabble into Reiki healing as well. And I'm also learning how to do sound baths. I got my sound bowls. And, you know, on the side, I really started with like marketing back in the day, like for MLMs and things of that nature. So I gained knowledge on how to build websites, do logos, flyers, and all of that, how to really get your business going, how to build your brand up and have you, you know, have a certain experience with your brand. I call it experimental branding. So if you ever need help with any of that as well, that's another business that I have. But my passion is my spiritpreneur passion here, what we're doing today.
The most fun, honestly.
Yes.
Of everything that I've ever done, I would say that this is the most fun for me. It's the most unfiltered. It's authentic. I do want to preface this episode with, you guys don't have to have the same opinions as we do. If you guys think differently, that's okay. We're not saying that anything is bad or
terrible or whatever the case may be. But it's just us talking, two friends talking, having a good time sharing what we think about stuff. So hopefully that'll get rid of any trolls in the comments, but I guess we will see. Okay, tell us, how did you get started into tarot? Because I really love your story. I think it's super cute.
So I used to be, I went through a breakup. And so, you know, I really started being alone, you know, and I started really diving into what is the meaning of what's going on with me right now kind of energy. I was in that vibe. And so me and my friend, we were talking every day, all day. She was helping me really just get through life, you know? And so I just was so inquisitive and I asked questions about everything that was happening to me. What's this? What's that mean? Did you feel that? Do you see that? You know? And she's just like, Bestie, you don't realize you're psychic. And I'm like, what? So no, I'm not. She's like, you're a psychic medium, actually. And I was like, what? So I never, I never claimed any of that. I just wanted to learn. And she said, you know what? This is what you do. There's different divination tools. Hone in on one of them that you like. Try each and everything. I tried everything from, you know, like pendulums, the rods, tarot, and then like oracle cards. What else did I utilize? Just crystals too at one point, just like really humbly. And so what stuck to me was I like tarot cards. I liked having something in my hand. It allowed me to really focus on the message. And I felt like they just gravitated towards me and they spoke to me. And me being a creator and really looking at cards and visuals and things of that nature, I was able to even gather more messages and they're just flooding in. And so I got really excited. So I still have the same deck that I have from when I first got my first deck. And it was like the hardest deck. She's like, see, why would you get that deck? You can't even like, there's nothing there but lines. So I really had to use my intuition. So I think that was dope too, because then my intuition even kicked up even more. And so then I got the Rider-Waite deck that they say that's the first deck to always get. And then I kind of did it backwards, but it worked out in my favor. Started learning about history, about the cards and everything. Then started having my own way. Like I had like a little sheet, a little tarot cheat sheet. I would like three words for each card and I memorized everything. And then bam, there you go. A couple years later, after doing readings on people for years, I was like, I'm going to go live with it and tell the world. And I started a YouTube channel. I just like went in from there.
Did you get any kickback when you did that? Like, did anybody like feel like it was weird? Like your family or friends or anybody?
Oh my God. Okay, let's start off with family. First of all, they're the ones, you know, back in the day, it was frowned upon to, you know, go to the lady in the booth that had the red dot and tarot cards. Don't go there. You know, it's kind of like that movie Big when they went to that, like
I was just thinking of Big, where they have like the little fortune teller in the box. And
yes, exactly.
Nobody's ever seen like that movie.
It was like, don't go there. Don't do it. So that's how I grew up in that community of like, oh my God, you know, that's a witch, you know, they're going to do this or be careful of that person. They're going to like make your life a living hell or, you know what I mean? Things, you know, all those negative connotations that we get, of course, I can go down a whole list of that. So it was totally frowned upon. I wanted to be very secretive about it. And then I was like, you know what, this is who I am. I'm going to embrace it. Like, and I had my friends rooting for me. The only time you know, didn't get such great feedback from people that I actually knew was like relationships, you know, like they would be like, wait, what? What are you talking? Okay, Tisha. Like, you know, giving me that kind of feedback, like, you're weird, you know, from friends. Yeah. And so they would just get scared because they don't know what you're capable of. So they kind of back up, you know, even though I didn't even know what the hell I was capable of.
What I'm doing. I feel like it also gives us like a negative connotation, like, oh, if you say the wrong thing, they'll hurt, like they'll hex you, they'll jinx you, they'll curse you. And you're like, that is not how this works. That isn't what I'm about. I mean, I could probably curse someone if I like really tried, but like, I don't know. I don't dabble in that. It's not like my modality. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but I feel like everybody gets that blanket term of like, oh, you read tarot cards, you're a witch. Oh, you have crystals in your house. That's like devil worship or whatever. It all just falls under like this negative umbrella.
Right.
And then I almost feel like with my family and stuff, like I have to justify why it's not. And I was like, I'm just not even gonna open that can of worms anymore. Like, I'm just gonna leave it alone. It is what it is. I do what I do. Eventually you're gonna come around or you're not. Did your family come around to yours?
Well, they would just think I was a little weird, but they knew I was like a special child when I was younger because I had friends that I would play with that weren't there, you know. Yeah. They started really being a little bit more welcoming when they started noticing that, like, I was predicting things that were gonna happen. And that's what kind of, like, they were like, oh, you did say da 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 da. Like, my dad and my mom's like, oh my God, Leticia, you did tell me that. Oh, I just can't believe it. Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
The hand on the face for me.
Yeah. So that's when they started really, like, you know what? Okay. And then when I was like all about, you know, they're all about like building a foundation, making sure you're straight, and like, you know, they're like, oh, are you monetize off of this, or you get paid to do that? And I'm like, yeah, I can pay people. I didn't for years, though. I feel like it wasn't right because I was still learning, you know. And so later on, I'm like, oh, I can make this a business. I can, you know, have my own metaphysical shop too, maybe create my own cards one day. Like, there's so many things that I was like open to. And you know, I like that they embrace it because they pushed me, actually, because, you know, we're always worried about what immediate family or anyone that we're with, like, it kind of does matter a little bit. You know what I mean? Because if you have to hide in a closet, not like.
I literally record my podcast in a closet. Thank you for that, Tisha. That's not why I'm in my closet, guys.
That's funny.
I'm hiding in the witch room closet. No, my house does not have carpet. It is all wood and all tile. So this it has the best acoustic.
I'm sorry, that was like the synchronicity of it all. But like, I didn't want to feel like I had to hide myself. You know, what fun is that when you have to put up this facade and be like, right, oh, I'm this or I'm that, you know what I mean? And then I also don't like labels either. So it kind of just, you know, I was scared. I was kind of scared to come out and tell people. I didn't know if I would lose friends, my relationship with people. I was just really in the closet with it at first, you know what I mean? And so it helped me to come to the forefront when people were more accepting that were around me.
Yeah.
Like, they pushed me and motivated me to, like, just do it. Just, you know, like everybody else, you know, like, kind of be you, be the best you, like, this is who you are. Yeah. Don't hide it. You know,
I will say, I feel like, and not everybody has this experience, but I definitely had people when, like, I came out of this, cause like, I was raised with this on my dad's side, and my mom's side was very Christian. And so, yeah, it's great fun. So my mom's side of the family was like, you don't need to be telling people that. You don't need to put that out there. You don't need to stop it. And I was like, but why? And then, like, you know, I did have a couple of people that would be like, oh, you're into astrology and human design and tarot cards. Like, you just make shit up, right? You just charge people and fake them out. And I'm like, that's not how that works. Also, I'm pretty sure if I did that, I wouldn't have like return clients. But it's one of those things where, like, you can't convince people, they're going to see what they want to see. And now, because I really started this in 2022 when I decided to quit teaching. And I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a spiritual business. And they were all like, yeah, okay. Now, 2 years later, everybody's like, hey, so, like, I have a really big business event coming up. Can you do a reading? Like, people are like, hey, can I book you for bachelorette party?
Yeah, you want me.
Right, exactly. Now you want me. Or they'll text me and they'll be like, hey, I know we haven't really talked in a long time, like, especially people from high school. I'm like, I haven't talked to you in years, homie. And they're like, could we set something up? Like, I have a lot of questions. I'm feeling like some weird energy. And I'm like, aha, now you want to be a part of it. Like, now you see the other side of it. But somebody always has something to say. And they always come back around. I feel like they really do. They always come back around when they see you doing your thing and they see you being happy and doing what it is that you wanted to do. They always come back.
Yeah. And also too, I just feel like social media really kind of put a spin on it to where it was like this taboo thing to do, especially, you know, when the pandemic started. It's kind of like, oh, you don't roller skate, I'm gonna grab some rollerblades and just like act like I'm this best roller skater, you know. Oh, I'm gonna grab like a deck of tarot cards and like act like I'm just this reader, just all of a sudden, like, I'm just bored, you know. It's like,
oh, about this in depth. Okay, so We've all seen the TikTok tarot readers. We've all seen, what was the guy? He's your favorite guy.
Oh God, the medium on, I forgot his name, but when he was on the E channel, right?
He was on E.
He's so fake and phony. So literally he was like, I dissected him. He literally just would Google the details of every single star, everything about them from like way back in the day, like we just dive deep in and come to their house and like start drawing. Like he knew they're like, oh, I'm seeing like a watch. And then you see like a video clip from like 2006 when it was like the guy gave his dad a
watch. Yeah, he was referencing this watch.
Like, you're so fake. And then that makes it harder for us. Mm-hmm. So since it was glorified in that way, now it's like really people can't even like, you know, believe us. You know what I mean? Like with all of the fakeness that's floating around. And then you have scammers like contacting, like I had so many people like, you know, imitate my profile from Instagram to TikTok. Like they're like, Tisha, is this you? And I'm like, no, report them, please. Like asking for money. Like number one, we have enough in our minds and our brains and what's going on. Psychic medium is never going to approach you if you want to read
and solicit you for money.
Exactly. Like ever. We have way too much going on to do that. Why would we want to do that? Why? It doesn't even make sense.
Sorry. It doesn't. I also feel like, you get the clients that you're meant to get when you're meant to get them. And I feel like everybody that does like spiritual work is really good with that. Like it'll come to me when it's my time. I'm working on this side project and an opportunity came my way. Like just, it's very like go with the flow, trust divine timing. You're in your own lane, focused on yourself. Who has the time to go through Instagram or TikTok and be like, I want to give you a reading today. Do you?
Okay.
Do you?
Seriously. And you know, and I just, it just made it to where this whole scam-demic, we can call it that too, it just, that's what it turned into. And then we've always been attacked, but we got attacked in another way now. It makes it a little bit harder, but like you said, you know, people will gravitate, they'll come to you, you know, you will gravitate towards a person that you need to hear a message from. That's just how the universe works. We're all connected. We are all one consciousness. Okay. We're projecting our consciousness from somewhere else. Okay. This is why this is a whole hologram here. So everyone's connected here. We are all energy. That's literally it. So if you have someone coming in your life, please believe, honey, they're either a lesson or they have a message for you. Like, and just be open-minded about it.
Yes. I like what you said about it being a message or something else. My mom always said it's a lesson or a blessing.
So that's yes, there, same thing right there. Yep. She just said it another way. Exactly. That's how I take it now. It's exactly. I like even when I'm like interested in guys, I'm just like, dude, I'm like, oh, am I supposed to teach you something and fix you? And then you just leave me or is this like a long-term thing?
We haven't, I don't think we've really delved into what the dating scene is like that. I don't think we've ever had that on here. Don't roll your eyes at me. That's a good topic.
That is a good topic.
What would you say? I had Kat ask me once and she's like, what's it like being spiritual and trying to date? And I was like, please don't waste my time. And she was like, what? And I was like, that's really the vibe. Like, please don't waste my time. Don't try to lie to an empath. Don't try to lie to somebody who is divinely protected. Like, don't come around with your games. Because it's going to be seen through. And then sometimes you have that moment where you're like, am I your catalyst? Am I opening you up? Like, I don't want to be your catalyst anymore.
That hurt. I think that's what sucks. And that's why once we start knowing like what our gifts are and things of that nature, and it's just kind of like now I try not to look at people and say, what are you, and categorize you. Like I used to do that all the time. Like, am I here to just help you? Or like, I'm not going to figure it out. No, but then when I stopped doing that, I started having rose colored glasses and I started falling in love with the potential, because if you're a person that can see in the future or see how this can turn out or see how you can help this person, you know, transform into X, Y, and Z after a death and rebirth kind of energy, it's like, well, then who are you really like with? And at the end of the day, like what's really going on here, you know? And so that's the only thing that sucks about love and relationships. I feel like either I'm blind to the red flags or I can see right through your bullshit. It's either one or the two. So don't lie. Don't play games. Like you said.
I love those memes where it's like, didn't you see the red flags? I thought it was a carnival. Red is my favorite color.
I never heard of that one.
Oh, I was like, those are my favorite. That's how I got my daughter. I went to the carnival. I played all the rides, won all the games. And I look back on it now and I'm like, okay, I see what that was for. Makes so much sense. Let's never, ever do that again. And so it's those two extremes, the potential, or I just can't even mess with it.
Right. Sorry, my cats were having a conniption over here.
I love them. I knew when they started, I was like, I love the cats. I'm all for it. Jesus. So what does it look like now? So people can find you. I'm going to put all your stuff down in the show notes. But you do the tarot readings. You do them live. I believe you have a membership program.
Yes. So what's life looking like for me now that I've really dived in? I have an established website, vixenafterdark.com. I do have membership services that you can see what they're all about on my website. I go into detail what to expect from there as well. I started recognizing certain platforms. They're shunning people that are in the spirit community. And they even announced that on Facebook and Instagram, since they own it, they said they were going to remove any astrological, tarot readings, anything of that sort. All those ads, they're all just going to be gone, you know? And so I was like, I need to be smart about this. I need to have my own website, or maybe go to a platform where it's kind of like having a shopping mall and you just go there, like Etsy, you know? And so I chose to have mine on OnlyFans because I went to a business community board that was actually on a Twitter space, but Clubhouse. There was like 30,000 people and they're just like literally saying how they have their businesses on there, like from barbers to stylists, showing you all the secrets and everything. It's literally, they're trying to transform that negative connotation of OnlyFans to having it for actual people that are in business and people that actually are fans of them, instead of like, it doesn't cut through every little piece of, you know, person that has something to say, but I haven't experienced it yet since I changed and being put on that platform. Because my mentor is on there. She's on there, like, and she's like, you know, predicting what's going to happen in 2022 and all this stuff. And she was getting shadow banned. So a lot of us were getting shadow banned, and we all literally, I know like at least, God, like 100 of us that are over there. So it's dope to know, like, you know, whatever business you have, you want to have those fans, you want to have that community base, you want to, you know, build, you know, I always say your soul fam. And so, you know, and it's less, it's like, hey, if you want to rip my content, at least pay for it. Like if you're going to steal it, pay for it. And if you want to talk mess to me, pay for it. You're going to pay for me to hear this. You know what I mean? So it really eliminated all of the trolls, and brought in people that are serious, and it's more intimate in a space where it's like, they don't have to worry about everyone that's not really into it, paying attention and honing in and listening.
I hear you, baby. So, I know, right? I think it's interesting that that's the one you picked, because that's not what you would expect. How you're saying, like, it's an intimate, close community. Everyone's like, oh, it's just a bunch of naked girls. Like, why would I go and check out an OnlyFans page? So it's interesting to hear your account of it. Maybe I need an OnlyFans page. Maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah, it might be nice. You know, hold on.
We have cats running around in the background.
I think it's easier for me too, because people were messaging me on Instagram, Snapchat, you know, YouTube, and there's all these, like, you know, from WhatsApp and Telegram. It's like, I couldn't keep up with your story and your name is different. And I'm like, wait, what? So I was getting confused. So it's also that too. I get to know my clients. I get to memorize the story and what's going on. It's all just easier to even converse and connect and all of the things. It just makes it so much better. Really, I want to go here, and then I want to exchange, like, once I get enough revenue for that, I want to look into having my own application. So that's only the real reason of why I think, like, either you have your own website, but then you got to drive traffic there and, like, really market it. But I want to have my own application, like an actual app where you can do coaching. I can do intuitive development. You know, I could still be your spirit guide, but also have my merch there. You know, everything all in one, my metaphysical shop, like kind of like an all in one, have all your needs met.
One-stop so that's shop.
The real goal. Yeah, one stop shop. That's like the actual real end goal for me. So, because my brand, I took out the tarot. It used to be Vixen Tarot After Dark. So now it's Vixen After Dark, when I started realizing, wait a minute, but there's so many other things besides tarot, you know? So. Yeah. That's why I rebranded, and Jasper actually made this.
Oh my gosh, I love him.
He's nice little plug in there.
I'll put him in the show notes. I feel like he's been mentioned before. Let's put him in the show notes. If you guys need it done, go see Jasper. He does amazing merch. I just made him yesterday for our underdog hoodie. I'm super excited to get it.
Oh, nice.
I'm so excited to get it. Yeah. Now that we've kind of touched on it, what are you thinking about putting in your Etsy shop? Because she really does have, you guys, she has services, she has packages, she has memberships. She has made tarot decks before. It's amazing. If you're looking for somebody tapped in. Oh, what's your tagline? Tapped in, turned on.
Stay tuned in, tapped in, and turn on, honey. Okay. So that's why I want to have, like, you know, crystal infused water bottles. This has a chlorophyll in it right now. But I'm going to put, I just bought like little packs. Are they up here? No, I think they're upstairs. But chakra crystals that you can put in here, or you can just use these. This is crystal quartz at the bottom. That's what it comes with. So I want to sell things like that, you know, dragon blood sage. I'll get into the crystal game later. I feel like you have to be really tuned into crystals. Like, I'm good. I'm starting to get good though, because I have the bracelets. I've been wearing bracelets for years, and everyone's always asked me, what is this and what's that? And I want one. So that's what I really started with. So those are on there right now. And then I'm going to add everything else, like Palo Santos. Like, I have all the inventory here. Like, literally, like, I'm going to start, you know, I have selenite bars, everything. I have all of the, you know, all everything, you know, necklaces. I even have like singing bowls. So I'm going to have a variety of things I even utilize for meditation. I think it's important to, you know, like, people want to know what it is, how to utilize what's it for, you know, what's it mean? Like, instead of it just being like this taboo thing, like, I see these, now they're all popular when I've been had these on, you know what I mean? Like, instead of walking with a pocket of crystals, just put on a bracelet, you know? So yeah, more things to come on there, you guys. I'm still building it up. So it's gonna, you know, I'm going one product at a time here.
One person,
but it's Vixen Elite Healing on Etsy, but that's on my website, vixenafterdark.com. you guys can see all of that over there. I have other,
and I'll put that in the show notes as well, so that people can find you easier and they can take a look, like, at their leisure and how they like it. I think that'll be good. And then we actually tried to record an Instagram live earlier today and it kicked us off. Eclipse season at its fullest.
Yes, that's no retrograde Mercury. We're in the shadow period.
I'm over it already. This one is working though. This one is recording, so that's good. We had a really good talk about using spiritual discernment, and it's something that we've touched on before, and it varies from person to person, but I really liked the different ways that you were mentioning. So what does spiritual discernment look like for you? Like, whether you're deciding to work with somebody, or when you are doing your workings, or even like when you're buying stuff, you know, like when you're buying stuff for your shop, you have to use, like, you don't want cheap products. You don't want it from somebody who doesn't get it sourced like locally.
Nothing made in China. Nothing is from China in my store. Thanks. Everything's from Morocco or India. So that's using my discernment for that. I'm sorry, because lots of things are just, they're cheap from that country. And I just, no. So I literally go to the source. Like, these items were not cheap getting them from a whole nother country, okay, besides China. So that's one thing that I do as far as purchasing any like spiritual type of items. Or I have to go in person to the metaphysical shop. I have to feel out the energy of the store, the customer service, everything. I just have to feel. I'm all about energy. Energy is everything, okay? Even if like me and you working together, you know, like, how's the vibe? Me just, you know, I love that I got to meet you on the Zoom calls with Conscious Collective.
World Mind Collective.
So that's so fun. That has to be something. That's the second time I did that.
That's it.
Right. And so, you know, just getting that energy and the vibe of people like that before I even dive into work, you know what I mean? With them on something. So that's just, it's just feeling the vibe. If you guys feeling the vibe, you feel the vibe. You can tell if something's kind of off, or, mm-hmm. you know, it's just not meant to happen. Divine will interfere and just make it not pull through. Like, you know what I mean? Something will give you a huge sign.
We also mentioned, like, it can be small things. Like, if your car won't start and you're supposed to go to like mm-hmm. a business interview, or if you get stuck in traffic, or you leave your house late, or you're going on a first date and like all of a sudden something comes up and you have to cancel. Like, it was probably intervention on your part. like to keep you from something else. So like trusting those signs, the feeling, if you get those feelings, like, you know what, I thought this was a good idea. And for some reason, like, I just don't want to go today or something like that. Like those things are messages, paying attention to them.
Yes. And I tell people that all the time, just go within, listen to your inner guidance system. It's going to guide you the way to go. People are like, I don't know my path and my purpose and what to do. I'm like, follow your inner guidance system. Use that chi, honey, follow your inner guidance system. Just go within, literally. That's what I do. You know, there's some other things that I do as far as before I tap into readings. Like I won't do any readings if I'm like angry, sad, mad, like anything, any type of negative energy that I'm in, that I need to get grounded again. That's when I'll like do readings, is when I feel better, right? I feel as if that's like a no-no when you're tapping into tarot and oracles and anything spiritual, when you're just in this ugly, nasty energy. Like you don't even know if it's yours, you know, well, like let me just start to see if it's mine first. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could be feeling somebody else's energy or have their thoughts. You know what I mean? Remember, you guys were all connected. So if you've been around somebody or whatever it is, take a spiritual bath, do what you got to do, sit, sage, whatever you need to, or just go within, meditate and just say, just call on prayer, like call on protection, whatever your thing is that you do. Like for me, if I'm doing readings, it's always a white candle. You know, I do have my Egyptian oil that I spray on my wrists, and then I just do a little like seance prayer, all of that. Palo Santo, all the cards, make sure you're cleansing your crystals and your cards, everything, just cleanse them under the sun, however that is for you. So just things like that, you know, those are just my things that I do. You know, and everybody has their own rituals, is what I like to call them, or things I don't do. Like I'm not going to predict death. So don't ask me, when is your dog going to die? Like, just don't do it. Okay. I'm not. No, we're just not going to go there. But I rarely get the things that I don't do, people ask for, only a couple times. It was on TikTok live, and I just kind of like bypass it, like I don't see it, because I don't want to like, no, you know, there's other people that out there that do that, not me. Sorry.
There's a market for everything, really. So if somebody is looking in there and like, this is what I want, I don't offer
there's
that,
an app for everything.
There's an app for that.
Literally.
You're going to have an app soon. It'll be great. It'll all be set up.
Yeah. So, you know, I just, everything's energy, you guys. Just feel it. Just use your intuition and utilize your gut as your second brain. So the more confident you get tapped in, tuned in, and turned on with that, then you're going to just be flying through life. Like, hey, you know, and just following the synchronicity, seeing the signs, everything, the way it happens is supposed to happen, when it's supposed to happen. Don't think that you're too late or too early or whatever. Everything is happening at divine timing when it's supposed to happen.
Which I feel like is hard to accept for a lot of people. Do you have any tips for like that surrender period of like just accepting where you're at? Or like, when I get that question a lot with like manifesting, and I'm like, you can't force it. And they're like, okay, how do I call it in if I'm not forcing it? And it's an acceptance piece. It's a big level of trust. I feel like that's the biggest part, is if you're not like constantly working on it, you feel like you can't trust it to happen. So if you have any tips for that, for anybody listening.
I feel like manifestation could be a whole lie, but just really quick on manifestation. I just want to say, guys, be careful what you ask for. Like, don't be like, hey, universe, I want $30,000. And then all of a sudden you get into a car accident, and you get a check in the mail for $26,000, and you have a cut on your forehead. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be super specific to the details. Like, I'm talking about colors, smells, what's around you, your emotions, all of the things. Write it all down in as much detail as possible, because you're going to get what you asked for, but it's going to be in a way that you did not want it. So that's all I have to say about manifestation. We can go super dive into that. Yeah. And later date. But I'm sorry, what was the question again? How to hone into, how to surrender. So pretty much for me, it's all about being in the present moment. When you learn how to enjoy, like, let me eat this bowl of cereal, let me just sit here and just eat. Normally, a lot of times we use our phone or iPad, which is like our modern day newspaper, right? Whether we're in the bathroom, on the toilet, like we're like anywhere we go, we got this little guy with us. So if you can just learn to be in the present, I feel as if it's surrendering, because when you're in the present and all you care about is now, and you don't care about what happened tomorrow, you don't know what's going to go on in the future. that actually allows you to slip in that surrender mode automatically, because all you're concerned about is what you can control right now at this day and time. Like right now, all we can control is making sure the lights are on and we've got sound and we've got the Zoom going and we're talking. You know what I mean? We're in the present moment. You know, my cats are making it a little difficult because they're running around here, but generally speaking, right. So I just say just living in the present moment is kind of like, then you allow yourself to roll with the punches. So let's say you had a plan to go to lunch at 1 and you're getting ready and all the things. And all of a sudden, oh my God, you can't find your car keys for like 30 minutes. So you're 30 minutes late to the lunch. Maybe you just avoided an accident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just roll with the punches. Don't freak out. Don't yell. Don't scream. Don't stress. Don't cause anxiety on yourself. Just that's when you're surrendering. You're just rolling with it. Like, you know what? Hey, shit happens. Moving on. Like, so you have to practice that though. I feel as if you have to have discipline to practice living in the present. Cause I know me, I'm a major multitasker. Like I'm always trying to do 10 things at once. I'm like, yeah, I can check this really quick. I can run this email and we do that. I can type to that. Let me go print this really quick. Let me go run that. And then, oh, let me put this in the laundry. Really, you know what I mean? I'm always trying So I had to really like slow down. Cause I feel as if too, when you slow down, moving slow actually puts you at the highest frequency.
Yeah. Slow, intentional. Like this is what I'm focused on. This is where my energy is. This is all I have the energy for right now. Anything else is it's water under the bridge at this point.
Setting intention. I love that you said that. Boom.
That's boom.
Setting intentions and being in the present, you just surrender and you just let go. And you just have to believe that the universe is like has your back, period.
It's a great book, by the way. Everybody should go read that. But it really is. And I feel like it's just a level of trust that we don't cultivate well, like in this day and age with like social media and like hustle culture. And you got to have a 9-to-5 and then you got to have a side gig and then you got to have this and you got to compete on social media to be at all the cool places and the meetings and like, it really is just a culture that is designed, like systematically designed to keep you so busy and so out of whack with yourself that you don't know what to do when you have time by yourself. Like, or, you know, especially with, I feel like a lot of the time with moms, but like, I know we all know at least one person that should be like, why don't you just take a day and chill? And they're like, oh, that's so boring. I'd rather be doing something. Oh, I don't like sitting. I'd rather go do something.
Oh,
can you just sit in your own presence and rest and breathe and recalibrate? And they're like, no, I gotta go be cleaning, working on a project, running this. Why? Like, it is so unhealthy on our bodies and our systems and like your mentality, really, to be running like that all the time.
Oh, because then you crash. I want to say I believe I accomplished that this year with just allowing myself to be okay with resting.
Oh.
I kid you not, you guys, resting is a part of the journey, because when you are at rest and you just stop and you're in your own energy, in your bubble, that's when you actually, everything starts flowing in for you. Like it really does. Cause you have to take a moment to breathe and really like dissect and also walk in gratitude and be grateful for what you have right now. We're always trying to see what we can get. We're trying to see where we can go, you know, fear of FOMO, you know, it's like the fear mongering that they put out, you know, in the world and on social media and, oh, I have to look up to this person. And I know millionaires that have 11 likes and 100 followers. Okay. Likes and followers is not making money if that's what you're so concerned about. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like you have to really unlearn to relearn your own values, beliefs, and morals and everything. And because, like, I tell you, if you are living life through somebody else, honey, you're not going to get anywhere. You got to really, like, that's why they used to call me a voice for the quiet ones. I'm really outspoken in that sense. Like, be you. You're gonna, like, for example, I was like 180 pounds and then they were talking shit about me, and then I was 120 and they were talking shit. So either way, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So do what you want to do. Like, just do it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, for real.
I like that you mentioned like the FOMO, like the fear of missing out. Like, that's such a socially construed thing, and it's so big now. And I mean, it's from everything. Like, don't miss this sale. Don't miss this event. Oh, don't miss this. MLMs, like all of those things are literally strategized. The face says it all. to make you feel like where you are at is never enough. And we talked about this earlier on the live, but you know, we got kicked off. You don't need anything outside of yourself. Like anybody that's listened to this podcast, I think it was just like a month or two ago, I was forced to rest and I had to take some time off and I had to be with the family. And the whole time, like the first 2 weeks, I was like, oh my God, I'm missing out on so many things. I have so many things I have to do. And no, it was like my business month. Connected with everybody. That's when Underdog started going. That's when the Worldwide Collective really picked up. Like that's when all of a sudden all these things slid into place. And it was like, where has this been the whole time? Well, you've been rushing and busy and you've been blocking your own blessings without meaning to.
Right.
So it's definitely a skill that it takes practice, but that, and I love that you mentioned gratitude. Like even when my biggest one was overcoming like money blocks. Oh, I have to go and pay my water bill now. I'm losing this money. Thank you for my water bill. Like, thank you that I have running water. Like if somebody is listening to this and you're like, I don't have anything to be thankful for right now. There is always, always something.
Oh,
everything, everything.
There's always something to smile about. There's always something to be thankful for, honey. Okay.
Please. Just said, don't come over here with that. Don't miss me with that.
Damn, people say, and if you're bored, never say you're bored.
Oh God, please don't say you're bored.
Up and have you do something. I think that's like the one thing that drives me nuts. I'm bored. What's up? What are you doing? What? Oh, I got a lot of work for you to do. You know what I mean? Why are you bored? Are you not being, why are you creating right now? Are you just a bot? Like, what do you do? Just sitting there? Like, what? I can't stand that. Like, I'm so ambitious. I think that's why I had to discipline myself to rest, you know, because I'm just this, like, I'm a dreamer and I just have this big vision and not saying I'm never satisfied, but I'm just not where I see myself. I'm trying to match that frequency is all I'm doing. You know what I mean? So I'm never going to stop until I'm matching that frequency of the visions that I see for myself. You know, that's why I don't give up.
It's an amazing quality to have. But while you're saying that, you're still saying sit and express gratitude, sit and take a breather. Like you're not exactly where you want to be. You're not at your end game, but you are still thankful. You are so grateful and you still make time to come to San Diego and see all your friends.
Oh, I'm so excited. Girl, I have to figure out what to wear. Gala attire. Oh,
we're gonna find great outfits.
I think I might have found an ensemble that I might just pop out. I don't know. I'll send you a picture.
I was gonna say, will you send me a picture of it?
Yes, we can exchange looks and see what's going on. Cause I'm just like, what? Gala? Oh Lord. I'm not all about, I don't want to be fancy to where I'm uncomfortable. That's the thing. I have to be comfortable if I'm going to a mixer. I've been to so many network marketing events. Like if I'm not comfortable, I'm just in this shell and I don't talk. And I'm just like trying to uphold this outfit. Like the outfit's wearing me instead of me wearing the outfit. So comfort is number one always. Okay. Always, 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 always. But I still want to look sexy and cute at the same time. You know,
another spiritual nugget in there. Always do what makes you comfortable.
Yes. Girls. I'm also very observant too, anyways, as a Pisces, like when I go in places, oh, we're observing, honey. We're looking up and down, left and right. Okay. We're also, you know, using our discernment at the same time, like, okay, you know, should we go left or should we go right? Like literally, like, you know, cause that's a lot of energy in a room, you know, we're reading the room, we're reading empaths. We read the room. If you think you're just quiet just because you're an introvert. No, you're reading the room.
Exactly.
Read the room, guys. Read the room. And then move
that discernment.
Bam.
There it is. So for anybody that isn't aware, I will have this in the show notes too, but our friend Kat has put together Underdog VIP, which is a great place for aspiring artists and creators to come out. There is going to be a show on June 3rd in San Diego. I think it's technically closer to Chula Vista. I don't know Cali like that, but there will be an application. I'll post it in the show notes if you guys are interested. If you have a product, if you are a model, if you are an artist, if you're a creator, if you are somebody that thinks that you have something to offer people, you should come over, pop out, show everybody your stuff, come network. It's going to be a bunch of individuals and entrepreneurs like Tisha and myself and the collective. We're all going to be there. So it's a good chance to come mingle, come to a mixer, come meet people, come see what it's about, get to know people in person, see how the vibes are. It's going to be super fun. We're super excited that all of our friends are coming. So that is something to look forward to as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I just want to attract my soul fam, you know, and if that takes me, you know, going to all these different network marketing events, then I'm going to do it, you know.
It's going to be so fun. So excited.
My cat. I'm all about, you know, because I feel like this journey is not easy, like entrepreneurship period. And then also you have on top of that, tapping into doing your shadow work and tapping into who you are, really finding out who you are and really embracing it and loving yourself. It's like, you do need that backpack of people that you can just really tap into and, you know, push you forward. So I'm excited for the event. I'm excited to meet everyone. Yes. And also too, I might bring some of my books. I am an author. I did write a book. I might bring some copies so I can sign them for you guys. It's really a book, just to give you guys a synopsis really quick. I wrote this book for people that were on the journey of entrepreneurship and thinking like it's all like Lambos and peaches and cream, and it's really not. Okay.
Peaches and cream.
Yeah, I hate like that, feel that attraction marketing where it's like, oh yeah, you can do this and do that. And honey, there's a lot of work behind that that they really don't share with you. And so it's kind of like, that's how they wanted me to market, you know? And so that was depressing for me because I'm like trying to get to the event and I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay in like Motel 6 for 3 days. Yep. And I'm going to like keep all my stuff together, but I'm still going to make it. And it's like, people were spending their last money on rent or not even paying their car payments just to make it there because of the attraction marketing, you know what I mean? Peace. And so that turns people into depression too. You're like, dang it. So I know, you know, even the tapping into spirituality, the things that I see and all that nature, when your first eye opens, I, you know, there's something I just wanted to just transition. So in order, so I don't transition and I still finish out my mission, it's like a list of, like the book is pages of post-it notes and things I'll put on my mirror. Like I wrote on my mirror, every single mirror I wrote on.
I have like dry erase runs in different colors right now. They're on mine. They're on my daughter's. My boyfriend's like, oh, did you change the mirrors? Yep. New color today.
I have pictures where I now like, I can't even sleep with mirrors in my room. Like I really don't even like mirrors at all, but any mirrors that I did have, I write through all of them, post-it notes everywhere. So it's really affirmations and things that I would tell myself to be my own cheerleader, you know, pick my own self up, because when things hit the fan, just like, you know, hey guys, I'm moving. Who's there to help you move?
Nobody.
Nobody. So it's that same energy when you're going through something. People want to be, what's that one saying where it's like, dang, it's like people don't want to be with you on the bus, but they rather be with being you with the limo or something.
Oh yeah, like something like, yeah. Or I'm starting a business. Who supports your business?
Oh,
like that's like how many of your friends didn't? And then, but then you meet people online and you meet other people and they're like, I love this for you. I'm following your story. You're inspirational. But then like people that you know, they're like, oh, that's cute. Your little side business.
How's yes, I just did a business? Video about that on Instagram.
How's your side business going?
How's your business going? What? Like your little business. Oh, it's going to be little when you guys start asking you. Like you said earlier, people start coming towards you when they see that you're doing something, like you're literally living your life and you're meeting other people, engaging with other people. And they see you on these platforms. They're like, wait, oh, so can you do this for me? What? Huh? Where were you at when I was shooting at the gym? Okay. That's how I feel about it.
I think the book will be great. You're going to bring me one. If you don't bring it even more than anybody, bring me one so that I can grab it.
Okay. Yeah. It's on Amazon, you guys. I also did the audio for it. You can do Kindle for free if you have that subscription. A sample is on Spotify. It's called Tell Somebody.
I was going to say, you haven't said the title of your book. We need that. We need that.
Tell Somebody.
I'm going to read it in that voice every time.
No, that's how when you guys listen to the audiobook, that's how I end it with like, tell somebody something, something. Like I'll just at the end of every little audio clip. It's funny. It was fun making it. I did it for myself. I didn't really market it. I just did it to see, can I become an author and what's the process? And it's a lot, you guys. It is a lot, but it was worth it.
Currently in the process right now, y'all. It is a lot.
Oh, I'm excited for you. Let them know about what you got going on with your book.
It's not ready yet. Well, it's in the works. They know we've partnered with a couple of women's outreach programs for domestic violence. in like a memoir style. And that one's, you know, not as fun. That's not as cute to market. I think it's very important, but it's not as cute to market. And then in March, I was invited to submit some manuscripts to Open Publishing, just like Bloomsbury and stuff, which is cute. It's fun. But this past weekend, I took a day to go to the pool with my best friend. We were doing nothing, child-free, having some mimosas, sitting by the pool.
Nice.
And I connected with an author there, actually. She wrote the Killing Zoe book, which is now a movie.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was super exciting, but it was, you know, literally just sitting there minding my business, having my rest day. And it just got brought up. And I was like, excuse me.
Because you were living in the present moment. Exactly. And that's when opportunities start coming through. Prime example.
Exactly. When you embody this work, like, I know it does. Sometimes it looks so frilly. And like, people can make it up on Instagram and be like, I'm on a boat today because I manifested it. Which, yeah, maybe they did. But you don't know how long. Maybe they were manifesting that for 7, 8, 9 years.
Yeah.
Doing work up late. Early mornings, juggling 2 jobs, like you just have no idea. So like embodying that current moment and living in the moment and being so grateful. I can't express how much gratitude has changed my life.
Oh my goodness. Tell me about it. I have a journal. Every time you wake up, guys, write down at least 5 things that you're grateful for.
And it doesn't have to be like big, long things. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be a whole paragraph. Cause
like,
I remember
I'm grateful to see the sky. Like,
yeah. When I very first started, I was like, you want me to wake up early and start writing shit? Like, I don't want to do anything. But like, you can just write down, you know, clean water. I always have water by my bed. Clean water. There you go. I'm grateful I woke up. I'm really glad that I have a soft bed. I'm glad I get to go to work today and make some money. Because a lot of people don't get that. And then it just kind of evolves into you see everything. And I think that's really critical.
Yeah. I think just, you guys, that's the best advice is really walking in gratitude. And when they see that you're grateful for what you have and not so focused on you need, you want, you desire, whatever, and you're just grateful for the now, like right now, blessings, I say blessings, or you know, opportunities just come like automatically. They just like fall in your path without you having to do any effort whatsoever. Like, you'll make more money without even physically working, honey. That's a quote that I have on my phone.
Honestly, passive income. And you'll meet your soul tribe. You'll just meet people randomly. Yes. And be like, oh, I don't know what this little thing is, but let me go and find out. And even if you just find like one person in there, or if you meet a whole room full of people that you like, or I mean, you know, you just meet people in the most unexpected ways. Like, we met through Jasper. Jasper brought you.
I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go. He's like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm kind of like getting to know these people. I don't know. Like, you know, I was trying to do it as a comfort thing for him because he knows I'm like out there with my personality. I just be talking, you know, if the energy's right.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll show up. He's like, it's last minute. Are you sure? I'm like, I'll just think of whatever my little elevator pitch when I get there. Like, I'm all typing up on the side, like, how am I going to introduce myself? I need to get back into that groove again anyways, because I stopped online marketing after I left MLMs. I'm like, I'm going to work on my own business.
Yeah.
Like, screw this stuff, you know? So I used to be so like, you know, but now, you know, I'm working on that. I'm still working on my elevator pitch.
I feel like they're kind of overrated, to be honest.
It is. It's just kind of like, just vibe. If somebody asks what you do, then just say it and then just whatever. I don't want to have like something set in stone.
When somebody asks you at the pool, what are you doing? And the first thing you think of is writing a book, and they're like, oh, I know a publisher. And I'm like, what?
See, because you're in the moment. You're just
my best friend was like, why is that what you said? Why is that what popped out of your mouth? Like, not coaching, not any of this. And I was like, I don't know. And they were like, I have a publisher. Would you like to connect while you're in California?
Me? Like, that's why. Yes.
I mean, yes, that's why. But like, you know, it comes out of your mouth and you're like, where did that come from? I don't know. It was meant to.
You're guided to say that. Your spirit guide, you're always around angels, guys, spirit guides, angels, ancestors, whoever you believe in, they're always around you if they're just guiding you. So just always remember that, you know, you're protected and divinely guided at all times. It's all about your belief. The mind is really what creates everything, you guys. That's our computer. So how do you
our hologram?
How do you want to program your computer, guys? Get into it.
So I want to be mindful because like between our Instagram that didn't happen, that maybe happened, that didn't, this, we've been here for a while, but I would love for you to come back and we could talk about like manifestation, or we could talk about I don't know, whatever you want to talk about. I feel like you and I run through so many topics all the time that it just goes.
So we can do like an Instagram and ask them what they want to see from us or something. Yeah. A little question.
If you guys follow us on Instagram, go ahead and submit your stuff either to me or to her. I'll tag Tisha and everything with her Instagram, with her website, with her book, with all of her goodies so that you guys can check her out and connect with her.
Everything's on my website. Yeah. So.
Okay. Just there it is. And also, like, she's so fun. She's so warm. She's so welcoming. If you guys are seeing this in the video format, like, she's hilarious. She's somebody you want to get to know. So check her out. Check us out. There will be links down below for her, for me, for the Worldwide Collective, for all of our upcoming events. Yeah. Like, I can't see.
Yes. I'm going to put this on my YouTube and put all your info too. Woo. That way they can contact you.
It'll be so much fun. Thank you for coming. I can't wait to see
you. Thanks for having me. We can talk all night, honey. Okay. We got stuff to do though.
We got plenty. We have ammo for days.
Yes.
Thank you for coming, Tisha. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.